Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
I like to just explore my body, find new ways to stimulate it, find new little things that turn me on. I got a lot into the cuckolding porn. It wasn't my thing. I'm sitting there trying to just push my tits together so I can just get the right amount of pressure and tightness. I let my ego flare up and it gets in the way of what I ultimately want, which is great sex and amazing connection with my partner. I love dirty, sexy talk. It just gets me aroused and in a great mood. We did not scissor, but damn it, that's hot. He has no idea this is going to happen. He walks in on me and another woman, her fucking me, and us just going at each other. Get that dick hard, baby, and get in here and really finish us off. Both of our mouths are down there, and then we both get to blow him at the same time. This is going to be like a hot and heavy fuck session. There's a lot of bucket list items. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I am Layla. Happy Tuesday, guys. Hope you are having a great day. I hope you had a nice weekend as well. Did you by chance get a chance to listen to episode 481 with Kathy Kay and I? That's Kathy Kay from Strictly Anonymous Podcast. We were doing another girl talk episode, guys. I love to answer questions. Kathy's listeners have some of the best questions. Anyway, we just sat down, we let it rip. We talk about all kinds of stuff. But we have a part one that came out, like I said, episode 481 that just came out this past Saturday. Give it a listen, guys. You'll love it. And then part two is coming out this upcoming Saturday and it gets even spicier. So give that a listen, guys. You won't be disappointed. And hey, if you'll hear Kathy's ad running for the next week or two on my show, she's looking for guests. Guys, I know my listeners because you leave me voicemails. I know how freaking hot and steamy and sexy your sex lives are. And I appreciate hearing about what you guys are up to, but here's your chance to kind of step into my shoes. You won't ever want to know what it's like to be a curious girl or a curious guy? Just confess all of your naughty, sexy stuff anonymously. Well, now you have the chance. You can be on Kathy's show. She will put you on, do an episode for you. If you got some naughty stories you want to share, I highly encourage it, guys. Reach out to her. Let her know that you are one of my listeners and you want to share your deepest, darkest, naughtiest secrets. I can't wait to hear your episodes, guys. All right. And lastly, guys, don't forget, I love your feedback. There's so many ways that you can show appreciation for the show. You can leave me a voicemail. You can please like and subscribe wherever you're getting your podcast episodes from, wherever you're downloading from. Make sure you're subscribed to the show so you don't miss a single episode because you know how spicy this stuff is. You don't want to miss a damn thing. No way. Yeah, just subscribe, guys, and then you'll always have me right there when you want me. You can also join the private podcast. That's where I put the extra spicy stuff. As an example, right now I'm traveling with Cowboy N and we are definitely making spicy memories and that produces spicy content, spicy audio stuff. So you want the story behind the story and the extra X-rated version of stuff? That's where you're going to get it. It's my private podcast. Super easy to join that just on my website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com. And you can sign up there. All right, guys, let's jump into today's episode. I got some great questions that I wanted to answer. I finally got through my voicemails, guys. I got through 60 voicemails while I've been traveling and away. So if you haven't heard from me in a while, check your voicemail. You should have a response. And if you don't see it in your inbox, check your spam, guys, because I've gotten back to everybody. So if you're missing a voicemail return from me, you just shoot me an email and let me know and I'll look it up for you. Okay. I wanted to now get through some of my lovely listener questions. Because you guys always ask the best stuff. Let's jump into this first one. Okay. This is actually from a comment on my Spotify. Did you guys know if you listen to me on Spotify that you can leave comments about each episode? And I do go through and read them and publish them. I don't publish the stuff that's too naughty because Spotify gets on me. So if you're going to publish a response or a comment, it can't be X-rated, guys. AI catches that shit and I cannot publish it. So just clean it up a little bit. You can maybe change some words around, put some asterisks in there, whatever. But I got this comment on one of my episodes, and this is from this username is I'm Savage 2700. Okay. He says, I kind of want to know about masturbation advice. I don't have a girl right now, and my life is way too busy for me to get a girlfriend. I've been bored. How do I spice things up for myself? Well, well, well. Okay. How long have you listened to the show? All right. I'm going to answer that. First of all, if you scroll back a few episodes, about a month, I was in the middle of a heavy, heavy solo masturbation experiment there for weeks and weeks and weeks, which I kind of do once a year. I like to just explore my body, find new ways to stimulate it, find new little things that turn me on, watch different genres of porn. So one of the things that I was kind of heavy on this time, which is not usually my go-to, guys, I got to admit, not usually my go-to. I was heavy into the porn watching, and I just got into all kinds of just really interesting genres. I got into the kind of like the daddy daughter, they call it daddy dom, little girl, like role play scenarios and that kind of porn. And then I was into the, and then I got a lot into the cuckolding porn. It wasn't my thing. Normally I don't get into that, but damn, it was hot. And I just got going down into all these different genres. I even got into some quite weird ones, like little people porn, and then porn with guys that have super, super small penises. So now, not that these are my norms, but there you can just get yourself completely fired up with new stuff by going to Pornhub and taking a look at some stuff that you normally don't take a look at. But kind of the bigger picture around this is scheduling time for yourself. Self-pleasure is so important. You kind of have to schedule it. I know it sounds a little bit I don't want to say not romantic, you know, or not hot, but you can get yourself into it. Trust me, when you know you're spending this time for yourself, you're going to be touching and pleasing. And like I said, really just exploring your body and watching some things that you don't normally watch. Another thing that you could do is, do you have any homemade porn? I love to go back and watch the videos that I make with partners. I mean, I've got some super spicy stuff lately that Cowboy Ann and I have done, like some tit fucking, that's kind of underrated, but my God, you know, you don't do it very often. And so when you do, fuck, that's hot. We had a session that just, oh my gosh. I mean, watching that video back, it's honestly one of my favorites right now. It's a go-to. I just watch that big cock squeezed in between my big tits. Oh my gosh. And then little bits of cum sort of starting to leak out, the more excited that he's getting. And I'm sitting there trying to just push my tits together so I can just get the right amount of pressure and tightness. And I'm putting coconut oil between my big boobs and ugh. And the way it feels sliding around in there, it's very erotic. And just things that normally wouldn't be, you don't think of as super hot, but man, you know, you pull those out of the archives every once in a while and oof, crowd pleaser. I tell you, tit fucking's underrated. I mean, I need to do more of that. Everybody should do more of it. Even if you got little ones. I mean, I just put on, you know what I did is I got a super, super tight sports bra, even though I have a big boobs, I got a super tight, one of those ones that really just like smashes them down because I got tired of trying to push them together. So then I put on this really tight sports bra, just lubed it up. And oh my gosh, it made just the perfect tight little, I mean, not even crevice, like where he had to just, his dick had to just part my tits every time it went in and out. He had to push those big boobs aside, but he got the pressure and it's all snuggly in there and all that stimulation. And then it's coming out right by my neck. Oh, the tip of his cock. Yeah, it was hot. It was hot. Plus then he's able to just pull it out really fast and just leak a little bit of it into my mouth and then shove his cock right back in between my tits and keep going. So I don't know. I am a savage 2700. I hope that gives you a little bit of inspiration there. I know I'm inspired. I'm getting myself all fired up.
Good news. Strictly Anonymous Podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show.
All right, let's go to the next question. Okay, this is from T. T says, "Hey, Layla, I enjoy learning about your journey. You have a beautiful voice. I've been married to the same person for 38 years, raised 3 great kids. They're all out of college and married. I've never cheated on my wife. Our marriage has been up and down like most that stay together this long. The reason I wanted to reach out is because of a podcast you did with Sandy Sembler. You really get it. You understand what makes a man a man. It's a woman being a woman. Women have something a man desire, and the same for a woman as she desires something only a man can give her. The problem is most women and men don't understand this. My wife has been emasculating me for years. I've just dealt with it for years. She is a great mom to the kids and people love her. She just doesn't enjoy treating me like a man. I've tried to talk to her over and over the years, but she thinks I'm being controlling. I treat her with respect and actually take really good care of her. When you describe the way you treat a man, I literally get weak. Women in their feminine is such a beautiful thing. It's natural, not fake. A male in his masculine is beautiful. I just wanted to thank you for expressing how you love being feminine to your man. That is sexy. That makes a man want to be better for a woman. Maybe you could do some similar podcasts focusing on the positives of women being feminine to their man. The world tells them to be masculine. You are right, Layla. You get it. Thanks for your beautiful words in that podcast. I need to hear that from a woman. Take care. Love, T." Okay, T. Well, let me tell you something. Yes, I've done quite a few episodes on this. I think, you know, honestly, I'm going through this right now myself. And why I appreciate this message right now, T, is you're also reminding me to stay in my feminine. I am on a trip right now with Cowboy Ann, and there's a little bit of friction going on right now. And so, you know, when stuff like that happens, of course, the first thing you want to do is blame it on the other person, right? Well, but you can't control the other person. And so I got to put my big girl panties on. And I appreciate you reminding me to stay in my feminine, because when I'm arguing, I tend to get in my masculine. Or when I'm disagreeing, I tend to dig in and be stubborn and just be like, well, I let my ego flare up and it gets in the way of what I ultimately want, which is great sex and amazing connection with my partner. Right now, that flow and that rhythm is a little disrupted. And I'm decided, based on your email here, that I am going to, I'm just reminding myself I need to stay in my feminine. And when he comes home from work today, I'm going to make sure that I clear the air in my nicest, softest, most feminine way. I'm going to do my best. I'm going to tell my ego to fucking shut the fuck up. That there's no place for that shit right here, because what I want is, like I said, I want intimacy and connection, and I want my man to feel like a man, and I don't want him to feel emasculated if I'm doing that in any way. It doesn't go well. It certainly doesn't make a man want to fuck you, and it doesn't make me want to fuck him either when I get a little in my masculine and then I feel a little resentful and I feel like I got to I use it as a defense mechanism. And I think that a lot of women do, T. It's common. I think we just, part of this is, it is. It's like a defense mechanism that we hide behind this armor, but it doesn't really protect us because we're not really wired that way. I mean, we may think it is, but ultimately it's not getting us what we want. Right now, I'm in a position where I'm not getting what I want. So I have to think about it. I have to re-strategize. And I also have to remember that I'm dealing with a man. And any sort of masculine energy trying to butt up against masculine energy isn't going to work. It doesn't go well. And I need to be that soft place. And I need to be that, just that sexy, woman that he desires and trusts and loves and wants to fuck the shit out of. Because damn it, I want the shit fucked out of me. So I'm going to change my attitude. All right, Tim. Well, I don't know if I answered your question, but I just wanted you to know that I appreciate you saying what you said. And it's very timely. Thank you so much, because you're just reminding me of what I'm really after and what I'm striving for and how to just not get caught up in the masculine, my feminine masculine minutiae, if that's a thing. All right, doll. Thanks so much for being a listener. I appreciate you. Mwah. Okay. Here is another question. This is from M. And M says, I wanted to let you know that I recently started listening to you on Spotify. I'm 41 years old. And in the past 6 months, I finally got my hormones in check. Now they're on track. There are days where I literally want sex all the time. Testosterone has fully kicked in and I freaking love it, which is how I found you on Spotify. I love dirty, sexy talk that just gets me aroused and in a great mood. Your episodes have totally sparked my interest. I loved your one episode where you're like, I want to be bi, but I just can't. I, like you, feel the same damn way. I fucking love my husband's cock. However, a good scissor porn of girls with great tits has always tempted me and helps me fulfill my needs when masturbating. So give it a whirl. Regardless, I just want to thank you for your fabulous podcast. I'm on the road a lot for work, and I can happily say listening to you now gives me a joy ride for the day because I'm wet the whole time while I listen to you. Keep up the fabulous work, M. Thank you, M. Okay. Let me see here. What do I want to say about this? I'm so glad you know where I'm coming from. I don't know what it is. It's like, is it this forbidden thing? Is it this forbidden side that this heterosexual girl, like this barrier I want to cross over? And I've been with a woman before, but you know, it was just top play and a little bit of rubbing outside on rubbing vaginas and things like that. We did not scissor, but damn it, that's hot. You know what what's been turning me on, and sometimes I'll search out porn for this. And I actually was complaining that I couldn't find any good stuff, but I eventually found my way to some hot strap-on lesbian porn. I don't know. Oh, the scissoring and just these hot girls fucking each other. Yes. I mean, it's hard to find. I mostly find stuff that's not a turn on, but there is a lot that's actually pretty good. And when you stumble on it, oh my God, it's just so hot. Like, I just have this fantasy that one of these days I'm going to make it happen. My fantasy is that I'm with a partner and he comes home from work and he walks in on me. He has no idea this is going to happen. He walks in on me and another woman and her, either me fucking her with a strap on or her fucking me and us just going at each other. I mean, literally just wearing each other out. And he just gets to kind of sit there and watch until he's ready to, he can go take a shower, come back, but he can listen to us moaning and fucking and getting off and just our pussies getting wetter and wetter, calling to him like a little siren song, like, get that dick hard, baby, and get in here and really finish us off. I mean, just blow our minds. And then all the fun stuff that I get to do with him and her, and kind of that I'm the one in charge and I get to dictate what happens. And, you know, I get to tell him to fuck her pussy hard. And then I get to ask him how good her pussy feels while she's eating me out. And I get to look up and just watch him just railing her. And I can feel her breath on my pussy as she's getting fucked and hot and wet and turned on. And I get the whole visual of it. Ugh. But definitely before we get to that, he's going to have to watch some of our hot scissor action, our hot strap-on action, maybe some 69ing. Yeah, I'm all about it. And actually it would be so fun. Like if he could show me how to go down on her and both of our mouths are down there and then we both get to blow him at the same time. Yeah, there's a lot going on. This is going to be like a hot and heavy fuck session. There's a lot of bucket list items, things, little things there I want to check off, like the double blow job, going down on both of us, our mouths down there, just eating her pussy. You know, I would do that with a guy. Like, I would let him show me. I just don't want to do it by myself. I'm a little too intimidated. But you know what? You never know. By then, by the time he shows up, I might have already just crossed that barrier myself because I got turned on. It's strange. I have this weird thing about eating a woman's pussy. Like, when I think about it, I'm like, no, I can't do it. I can't see my way to it. And then there's these other times when I'm like, I could see myself in that fantasy, in the stuff that I was just repeating there. Like, I could really see myself just totally getting into it, just letting loose in the moment, totally going for it. Like, if I was so turned on that I am curious about it, but there's something that still holds me back. But I think with the right person and in the right scenario, I could just be a total fucking pussy eating beast. You never know. So I think that's in there. I've got that quality. All right. Well, thank you so much, Em, for being a listener. I'm so glad I keep you wet. I hope you like that little string of ideas there, because I'm just, oof. The one thing after my March Masturbation Madness month, I came away with a ton more bucket list items, a ton more string of fantasies. And even to the previous question I was answering, like, how do I spice it up when I'm solo? Oh my God, like your mind is the biggest erogenous zone there is. Just have fun. Let yourself go. Let yourself fantasize and think about all this just naughty, dirty stuff that you have always wanted to do. It doesn't mean you have to do it. It could be something totally taboo that you would never fucking do. But if it turns you on and it gets you wet and gets you off, hey, why not? And there's no shortage of thoughts like that. You just have to be properly inspired. All right. Well, thank you so much, Em. Love you. Thanks for being a listener. Okay. Last question is from Jay. She says, hello, love your show, and hope that you can shed some insight or have an opinion on something for me. My nipples have never been sensitive to my own touch or any other partner I've had. However, my current partner can drive me nuts if he touches them, even if only for a moment. I start getting fired up. My question, any ideas why he can make them feel amazing, but I can't? By the way, same goes for his nipples. He can't make them feel good. Only I can, but the hair has to be shaved. Otherwise, it's too much for him. Okay. Well, yes, I do have some thoughts on this. So basically, it's just the person. It's the, what's that meme that goes around? It's not just the sex. It's the lover. That's what makes great sex. Just fucking enough isn't enough. Jay, it's about the connection that the two of you have. It's about the way your brains react, your chemistry reacts to each other's touch and what you do. I mean, you're very turned on by this person and he is very turned on by you. I would kind of liken this to a cowboy end type of mental sexual connection. Someone can be biting my nipples or playing with my nipples, and I'm not going to react the same way as I do because the way a specific partner will touch them, you know, like Cowboy, I know, just the way he bites them and pulls them and nibbles like around them and bites my tits and I'll smack them and then lick them softly and then suck and ugh, yes. Now I could sit there and try to pull and squeeze and pinch on my own nipples. And sometimes when I'm masturbating, I will pull and pinch and squeeze on my nipples, but it's not that instant lightning bolt that I get when I feel a certain partner put his mouth on my nipples and just bite or suck or lick. I get this. It's just this burst of energy that goes straight from my tits right down to my clit. If I'm close to having an orgasm and he just starts playing with them the right way and biting and sucking and pulling and all that fabulous stuff, oh my gosh, I'm done. I'm toast. It feels amazing. Now, unfortunately, I can't say the converse is true on the nipples with Cowboy N, but I know there's some things that I do that only I can do to him. It won't be the same from another person. It's just, it's, I don't know if your brain gets hooked on that one person is the person with the squirting for me as well. It's like, there's a lot of stuff, the G-spot orgasms, you know, that Cowboy Ann can do that's easier for him to do. And I don't know if it's that my body's like, oh, okay, yes, he's here. He knows what to do. I don't know if it's the familiar part, if it's the just my brain's been wired chemically for him. I do not know, but it is a thing. It's just know you're not alone. Like there's just certain things that certain partners can do. Like Mr. Big, his nipples are so sensitive. He can have a nipple orgasm. Can you believe that? And so I can play with his nipples. I can get him to nipple orgasm, which is such a fucking turn on. Oh my gosh. I mean, makes me feel like, 10 feet tall. Yes, I just did that. I made my partner come by touching his nipples and he's a man. It's amazing. It's incredible to me. He's got super, super sensitive nipples. Now, I can't have a nipple orgasm, but it can put me over the edge. It can send just the right amount of secret sauce between my legs that I'm just like, that is it. I am done. I'm over the edge and coming hard. It just, yeah. And then other people, like it feels really good when they touch my nipples and when they bite them, but it's not quite the same. It doesn't pack the same punch, the same sizzle. So I'm just convinced it's the person. You are wired for each other on some levels, that primal where you can just be super primal and animalistic and comfortable and let go. And when you have all that hyperstimulation going on, you really do have to be, I think, in order to really feel all of that and just let that flood of sensation come in and just kind of resonate in you and get you all fired up. I really feel like when that's able to happen, it's because you're out of your head. You are there 100% in the moment. It's primal and erotic. And you're right there with that person, matching their pace, step by step, breath by breath. And that's only going to happen with someone that you're super, super connected with. And so that's kind of where I think all that comes from and why you can't recreate it by yourself. Cause it's just not, you need that third party stimulation. But more specifically, you need it from that exact person. It's just the way they do it. They've just got something. They have got it. So there you go, Jay. Thank you so much for being a listener. Keep me posted. I'd love to know more about your dynamic. And I do appreciate you being a listener and supporting the show and writing in. It's so great to hear from you guys. I always love when you share your experiences and your stories with me. It's fun to know about other people's sex lives, just like you like knowing about mine. I love knowing about yours. You guys get me inspired. A lot of times you give me great ideas. So keep the emails coming and voicemails too, guys. You know, I love your feedback. And thank you so much for listening to this episode. Please feel free to reach out to me anytime. Questions, comments, show ideas. I love it all. Good, bad, ugly. I take all your comments. I do get back to everybody. Best way, my favorite way, as you know, is the voicemail. Super easy to do. Go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com. Click on the pink tab on the right-hand side. You can record for 5 minutes and I will get back to everybody personally. Like I said, I just got through a ton, about 60 voicemails. So you guys, if you were waiting on a response, check your inbox, check your spam if you don't see it. And then also, of course, you can always send me an email, which I love getting back to those as well. That is curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com. All right, everyone. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay safe. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Love you guys. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.